Craig. Craig's here. We're back. It's a three-man booth. We're back at our natural state of being. Yes. Hey, episode 50 of TH Fantasy. 50. 5-0.
Hell yeah.
I'm Tony. This is Ryan. Craig is here. No guests. No Ryan on shore leave. No nothing. Just raw, yeah. Unfiltered, unadulterated TH Fantasy content for you.
Hell yeah. I took my gummy. I'm ready to go.
Hell yeah. Episode 50. We're going into week 3. This is the Saturday night before week 3. Hopefully this gets to you before the games. We're going to do a couple of things. We're going to remember a guy. We're going to play a little sell or hold. And then we're going to have a little fun at the end and build the cheapest lineup we can in DFS.
Hell yeah.
All right. So why don't you go first for number 50, Ryan?
Sure. So this week, number 50 is a local boy from Boor Island. He went to New Lenox High School. Mr. Rob Ninkovich, famous defensive tackle for the Patriots. He was drafted by the Dolphins. The okay. Dolphins or the Saints. And really wasn't that big of a player for the first like few years of his career until he got traded to the Patriots, where I believe he won a couple Super Bowls in the time, because he was with the Patriots from 09 to like 16.
Yeah, it looks like he won 2.
Yeah, so he definitely at least won 2. He went to Purdue for college. Yeah, he famously played for New England 09 to 16. He had 460 career total tackles, 46 sacks.
Okay.
12 forced fumbles, 14 recovered fumbles, 5 interceptions, and 2 touchdowns.
Wow.
A famous one was when he picked Mr. Mark Sanchez and ran it back for a 12-yard touchdown.
Nice.
Overall, really well-rounded defensive player. Like I said, most of his time was spent in New England and won a couple Super Bowls. He's now an NFL analyst.
He is.
Yeah. I just picked him because he was a local boy.
I mean, he was, you know, he was on the New England Patriots all 2010s team. Looks like he was on the New England Patriots like all-time team. I mean, he's... Yeah,
there's a lot of stuff to read about him. It breaks it down by season, but as a defensive player, none of it's too exciting to talk about.
Yeah, he played at Joliet Junior College, JJC, played football. Yeah.
Yep.
That's crazy. That's good. I like that. That's Rob Ninkovich. Yeah. Nice job. All right. So I'm going to do my number 50. So I signed us up for I signed us up for a podcast service a while ago that kind of shows us if our podcast is charting. And I sent you this because I thought it was fucking hilarious. We are the 268th most popular sports podcast in Australia, which is so weird. I'm assuming that means it's like 8 people, but to those 8 people, we love you. We love Australia.
Hell yeah.
I thought that I would kind of tie that into my number 50. Instead of talking about Chicago Bears great Mike Singletary.
Well, notable. None of us wanted to talk about Singletary. We all know he's great.
Hall of Famer, heart of the 85 defense, or the 85 defense and the 46 system. Samurai, terrible coach, hated Vernon Davis. All right, but let's talk about number 50, Australian rugby player Jack Verge. All right?
No shit.
Jack Verge didn't play in like modern rugby, but he was a fullback that got 2 caps playing against a traveling team from the British Isles in 1904.
Explain to me what a cap. What is a cap?
A cap is apparently, I had to look this up, a cap is an appearance in a game between 2 different countries. And the British Isles team that played a bunch of inter-country matches in Australia in the early 1900s, he was picked to be on the team for Australia.
Okay.
He was a fullback in rugby for Sydney University. He scored 2 tries in 1 game, which sounds cool. I don't know what a try is. I tried to look it up. It didn't make any sense. But he had 2 of them in 1 game. So he tried, dude, in that game, he tried so fucking hard. Also, he was a cricket player, and in one game, he had 4 wickets for 70 runs. And that sounds pretty cool too.
And if like any of our Australian listeners want to like chime in and email us and tell us what any of this stuff means,
yeah,
that'd be greatly appreciated because I always love learning about new sports.
thfantasy@gmail.com. Call us the C word a bunch of times because you're Australian and you're allowed to do that. I will like to say that like there was a couple weeks one summer when me and Ryan were just like, I want to learn cricket. Remember we watched a bunch of like cricket highlight videos and shit?
Yeah, because there was like a championship going on in like India or something or
And you know, being American, we're like, we only play football, we don't play any of this other shit. All right, so anyways, Verge was a good cricket player, but he was a good defender in rugby. He was quick, so he got those caps, you know, because he was agile on the field. So he ends up leaving Australia to go study medicine in Edinburgh, where he played for the university's rugby team.
Awesome.
He returned from Europe and became a doctor, and he never played rugby again. So he was a dermatologist in Australia, and he enlisted in the Australian military at the outbreak of World War One. He was a captain in the Australian Army Medical Corps, enlisted in October 1914, and he left in like December 31st of 1914. He was like, that's some pretty awesome basic training, right?
Yeah, right.
Like, here you go, you're the doctor. Here's 2 months. Do some pull-ups. All right, go to war. So his boat gets to February. By February, they get to Egypt. And they tried to hold a beachhead in the Gallipoli campaign against the Turkish.
Yeah.
So they were, like, supporting the Allied powers trying to make their way through Gallipoli by holding down the beaches. So they were mostly just a defensive force. He was a medic for a few months. So he left. He enlisted in October 1914, made it to Egypt by February 19, and was dead by September of dysentery.
Oh my God.
So war sucks. War is hell. Jack Verge seemed like a pretty cool guy, and that's number 50. So that's Jack Verge. Shout out to the great and proud country of Australia.
Hell yeah. I'm going to have a Foster's tonight.
That sounds awesome. That'd be great. The Chats, great fucking band. Australian punk band. They're so good. So anyways, so let's move on. We've already talked a little defense, a little rugby. I'll never understand rugby. I feel like I'm closer to understanding cricket than I am rugby.
Yeah, obviously it's closer to baseball.
Right, and baseball makes more inherent sense than football, and rugby's closer to football. Football, it's always like, imagine, try explaining football to someone who has no concept of it. It just sounds like a nightmare.
Rugby sounds like Quidditch for football.
Like, yeah, oh, for sure.
Trying to get it through the... trying to kick it through the goalposts or whatever.
But then you got to run and there's a lot of jumps.
Right.
Sometimes if you're trying to get the ball, you'll like put your fingers up a dude's butt. It's crazy. Some dude just got suspended for that.
Oh my God. That's horrible.
Yeah. That's sexual assault. I mean, seriously though. All right.
Do they have to wear like butt cups?
<Butt cups. laughs> Oh, that'd be so awesome if they did. All right, so speaking of butt cups, these guys have needed a bucket to keep their last 2 shitty games in.
Yeah, so let's talk about some guys who have like severely underperformed throughout the first few or couple weeks of the season here.
So I have 7 guys, and I want to ask Ryan if he's selling or holding the following players and why. So let's start with Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts, drafted in the 2nd or 3rd round in all your leagues, like supposed to be the future. 2 catches for 17 yards 2 weeks in a row.
You know what? I'm still holding on Pitts. I knew this was going to happen with him just because Matt Ryan's gone. We've got Mariota, who's traditionally not a passing quarterback at all.
Right.
I just knew this was going to happen. I'm still going to hold out, and hopefully Mariota does something where he gets struck, or maybe he'll get injured, and we'll get Ritter in, and Ritter may go back to somewhat of a passing offense. But I'm going to hold on Pitts for right now.
I'm buying Kyle Pitts right now. If there's anybody trying to sell Kyle Pitts, I'll take him off your hands. I'll join your league so that I can take him off your hands. Like, we have a list of a bunch of guys here, and it's Kyle Pitts is the best athlete on our list. And I want to bet on talent as much as possible.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to buy Kyle Pitts hold, it's selling or holding, but like, you know, Ryan and I, we play in a home league and we have 5 spots on our bench, and it's tough with Pitts because I need points from that spot and he hasn't given it yet. So let's hope that he starts turning it around. When would you feel confident not starting Kyle Pitts, Ryan? How many weeks?
If he has this similar production, I'm more of like a reaction person. If it happens again this week, I'll probably think about week 4, like finding someone else. I'll still keep him on my roster if I can.
Okay, sure.
But I'm definitely going to hold on to him. But probably week 4, I'm going to start being like, all right, whatever's going on there. I know this guy's a great athlete, but they're not thinking about him. So,
right. All right. Next up, Darnell Mooney, 2 awful games. I think he's got 2 catches over the last 2 games.
The whole Bears offense, as a Bears fan, I'm pretty embarrassed for the way this season started. I know we got the win, but it was a sloppy win. And I'd get rid of him. I'm selling him.
You're selling Darnell Mooney.
Yeah, I have no faith in the Bears anymore. I just it's not good.
Darnell Mooney is someone that I'm holding right now, and I'll tell you why. I think the first game's a monsoon. We'll call that a wash. They're playing Green Bay week 2, man. They play Green Bay, and the stat that everyone said is, oh, they only had 11 dropbacks. Actually, they had 19, but several of them turned into scrambles or sacks. So I think playing against 2 tough teams, I think Mooney's value is at an all-time low. But I'm starting him this week, and I think it's the same as Pitts. If he doesn't put anything up this week, he's sitting on my bench. He just has to.
Yeah.
I do think, though, and I'll be honest with you, I think this week has a Mooney week written all over it. They're playing Houston. It's a get-right game. And I think there's a chance the Bears put up 28 points, you know? And they're up against they're playing a game that they should win. And
as a Bears fan, I hope you're right, and I hope you prove me wrong. But I just have a feeling that it's not going to happen like that.
The more that they find works, the more diverse the play calling gets, and the more opportunities Fields has to really just blow shit up. And when he does, it's going to be Mooney.
Sure.
All right. Number 3, Brandon Ayuk. Are you selling or holding Brandon Ayuk?
Well, now that Garoppolo is the quarterback, I think I'm going to hold on to him. He's got a chance. All it takes is 1 Debo Samuel injury, and he's going to be a good wide receiver.
Are you comfortable playing Brandon Ayuk in your flex this week?
No. But okay. I'm holding on to him for the future. I guess it all depends. From the fantasy lineups I'm thinking of, I have other players that could potentially be better than that. So, but if I was in a pinch, like if I had a couple of the guys that are injured this week or suspended, like Mike Evans,
I could
use him in a flex spot, you know.
Okay, I'm selling Brandon Ayuk.
Really,
I think we saw Brandon Ayuk's role in this offense last year as a a middling wide receiver. Like he's over 24 overall wide receiver, 24 to 30 on your week, and so I'm getting rid of him right now if I can get anything for him. I'm not trying to like dump him, but I don't want him on my team because I don't think he's going to be returning consistent value going forward.
Sure. That's my big thing is be holding him too, is if I got the bench spot. And number two, like you said, I don't think anyone's going to want him. Like, you won't be able to sell him, you know?
Sure. Yeah, he's a guy that I would love to flip after a big game.
Yeah, if he goes off this week, like, yeah.
All right, so we got three down. Next up, Juju Smith-Schuster. Are you selling or holding Juju Smith-Schuster?
I'm holding him. He's a part of Kansas City's offense. Like I said, there's one injury to Sky Moore or Valdez-Scantling. It puts him in the number two or one spot, you know.
My worry is that he's not getting as many looks as he should, given that Sky Moore hasn't really played much. I hate how much they're using Mecole Hardman. It's fucking terrible.
Yeah, right.
I am selling Juju Smith-Schuster. I'm out on Juju, man. I know that that puts me in the minority. I think that he would have popped by now. He's got Patrick fucking Mahomes. If you're not getting targeted by Patrick Mahomes, you're most likely not getting open. And that's my concern.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He should have been able to get open against the Colts. He should have been able to,
right?
And I know Waleed was saying on our DFS show that he was covered by JC Jackson last week, but I don't have a lot of faith in Juju. I'm out, man. I'm out on Juju. I don't want him in DFS. I don't want him on my teams in seasonal. He was drafted to be your wide receiver too, and I would actually probably start Brandon Ayuk over Juju Smith-Schuster.
Wow. Bold yeah. Save.
I know. We'll check back next week to see who had more fantasy points, Brandon Ayuk or Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yeah, let's remember that. We'll come back to that.
Okay. So number five. This one hurts me personally. So I drafted Dak Prescott like a fucking idiot. And then when he went down, I picked up Matt Ryan. And then Matt Ryan immediately went and shit the bed against Jacksonville in a plus matchup. I think he got me like 2 points.
Yeah, that was such a weird game. Like, nobody saw that coming.
Their defensive line just fucked them up, man.
Right. Well, and they also didn't, like we said earlier, they only gave Taylor 9 chances to run the ball. Like, come on, is your best player, best running back in the league and best player on your team.
And Pittman was out. Like, it had everything going for a game script.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Game script Taylor 4 touchdown game, you know, like.
I think that that Matty Ice is not the guy to play this week, but I think Matty Ice turns it up, and I think this offense starts to show. I still think Indianapolis wins this division.
Yeah, I'm holding on to him too. It could also just be, look, it's the first 2 weeks. It's a brand new team. It's brand new wide receivers. I mean, it's going to take some time to jive.
Yeah, we'll Pierce and Pittman coming back. That's great for Matt.
Yeah.
But I will say, in our big money league, I'm not starting Matt Ryan this week against the Chiefs. I am starting Jared Goff.
Awesome. Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah. Ryan, so we're both holding on to Matt Ryan.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Now, next up, Alvin Kamara. Ryan, are you selling or holding Alvin Kamara?
I'm still holding him. I mean, something's going to happen. He's a really good running back. He's not that old. So he'll get his touches eventually. I don't know what's going on. I know Jameis Winston was hurt, you know, playing through the last couple games. I know that really doesn't matter for the run game, but he's used predominantly in those screen pass options, run pass options, you know, like something. New Orleans will start getting it together.
I hate the way that they use Alvin Kamara now. Like, he needs to be getting 10 targets a game.
Right, right.
And he just, like, since Breeze was out, he just wasn't. I mean, last week he had, or in week one, he had 3 targets, 7 yards. Last year, he had one game against Seattle where he had 11 targets. But other than that, his high was 8. So he really only had more than 5.
Do you think that's like, because Winston is the quarterback now, who predominantly likes to throw downfield? And I mean, look at all the targets that like Olave's getting. And what's interesting to me too about that offense is look at like Callaway. Callaway was good, and now he's like nowhere to be seen.
I mean, they've upgraded that position so much, you know? So I'm actually, I mean, if you have Alvin Kamara, you're starting Alvin Kamara, but I don't want Alvin Kamara. I'm not trying. I don't think he's a buy. I don't think he's a buy low candidate right now.
And going into this year, I didn't want any shares of him either because I knew something like this would happen. There's going to be up weeks and there's going to be down weeks. He's going to end the season with a decent fantasy numbers, I think, but it's not going to be in the ways that you want to get those numbers.
Yeah, there's a lot of variance there, I think.
Right, right.
And his value is as a back that catches 8 passes a game. And if they're not making a concerted effort to do that, I mean, whenever I watch the Saints, I'm watching Alvin Kamara pass block, and I'm like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, right.
And so, yeah, I'm not that high on Kamara. He's, you know, maybe the Saints in some way are trying to prepare for life after Kamara with the suspension looming for next season. I don't know, but
that's true.
I don't want Alvin Kamara was like seven stacks on DFS today. And I was like, I don't know if I want Alvin Kamara at 7 grand.
Yeah. Right.
And then last on our list, the only player on this list that's played 3 games, Ryan, are you selling or holding Diontae Johnson?
I like Johnson. He looked pretty decent in that loss on Thursday night, along with Pickens, who looked really good with that awesome superhuman catch.
Yeah, no shit. Was that catch better than the Odell catch, yes or no?
Yeah, definitely.
I think it was too.
Yeah, yeah. That's going to be the catch of the year. I don't think anyone's going to top that.
No.
The problem is the quarterbacks. But he's getting some decent numbers with Trubisky. I know Tomlin came out after Thursday night's game and was like, I'm not talking about that, blah, blah, blah. He's making no concerted effort to start Pickens. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm holding on to Johnson. I'm holding on to Johnson.
I love Pickens as a deep threat, because I think it opens stuff up for Diontae underneath, and Mitch is not a deep ball passer. Right. And so the reason why Allen Robinson was successful with Mitchell Trubisky is because he gets open in the short and intermediate area, and he gives Mitch a big window to put the ball in. Diontae Johnson, that's his game, man. His game is getting open like that with great route running, and he has awesome hands.
Right. Yeah.
Remember when he was dropping balls a couple of years ago and everyone's like, fade him, he sucks, he drops passes, he got benched. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
It seems so long ago. Like, that I think speaks to, like, the nature of narratives. They change.
Right.
And if you get, I feel like if you get locked into a narrative on a certain player, you have a blind spot.
Yeah. I like him still going forward.
I do too. I think he's a wide receiver too. I think if I have him at my wide receiver too, I feel pretty fucking good about my team.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, we're both still in on Diontae Johnson. So let's back it up. We both like Kyle Pitts. Ryan's selling. I'm buying Darnell Mooney. Brandon Ayuk. We also split on Brandon Ayuk. Ryan doesn't want him. I'll keep him. Ryan is pro Juju. I want Juju out of my teams. I don't want to start him. We're both holding Matt Ryan. Ryan's holding on to Kamara. I'm done with him, and we both like Diontae Johnson.
I think the only reason you're down on Kamara is because you statistically over Kamara's career, you've been fortunate enough to have him in a lot of your. So I think it's more personal for you.
There's some emotion there.
I've never been able to have Kamara in any of my fantasy leagues because the last, 4 or 5 years, he's been in the top five, like, picks.
Right.
Outside of this year.
Well, in our big money league, he was my keeper. I picked him up as a free agent rookie year, and I held him.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I traded him and his keeper rights to get DK Metcalf.
That's right.
And someone else, which, oops. But that was a couple of years ago, so shit happens. So let's move on to part three. Ryan's finally back. So Ryan has now, he just went through our first with the full house DFS for Cheapskates. So we're kind of in a DFS mood. So I thought we'd have fun and we'd play a little game. And we decided to put together a lineup, the cheapest lineup we could play on FanDuel that we thought could still have a chance to cash.
Something I also want to do after we do this is let's make the best lineup that we can do too.
Okay.
So let's do a value lineup and then a TH fantasy lineup.
Let's get it. Tell me about your team that had how much money was left over.
Okay. So I have $8,200 left over. Going into this, I'm like, oh, I'm going to text this to Tony. He's going to be like, this is crazy. And sure enough, you know, he comes back and he's like, no, I got 14 grand left. I'm like, God damn it. So my lineup, I started with Derek Carr. I think he's going to have a decent week passing in Tennessee. Good value. Not a lot of people are going to be on him because he's done okay. I mean, the first week he had a decent amount of fantasy points, but he had like two or three picks. Last week wasn't that great. Only one touchdown to Adams, and Adams he was like the fourth targeted receiver on the team.
Right.
So I think a lot of people are going to be like, he's going to be super low owned this week, I think. And there's a chance he could have a good 25, 30 point week. At running back, I went Breece Hall at 6,200. Also went, was it Jamal Williams?
Yep.
From Detroit, back up to St. Brown. I think he's going to get, like I was saying on the DFS show, he's going to get some sneaky, sneaky touchdowns. Swift will be in, you know, get him down to like the 5 yard line, get real tired, and they'll put him in and he'll get the touchdown maybe once or twice.
Okay.
At wide receiver, I went Curtis Samuel, who's having like a really good start to this fantasy season.
A career renaissance.
I know they're playing Philadelphia. But Carson Wentz, while he made a good point, yeah, they were playing against shitty defenses, but who thought Carson Wentz would have 2 weeks in a row of above 25 fantasy points, like being better than being a top 10 quarterback, basically.
Right.
And he's spreading the ball around. He's got Jahan Dotson and Scary Terry. So, and for some reason, Scary Terry is actually like the number three wide receiver on the team right now. Dotson and Samuel are like doing better than him.
They are.
My next wide receiver is going to be Drake London. I've been heavy on him all week.
Yeah. He's so good. Remember when his college tape was coming out and everyone was like, he can't separate from defenders. He's going to be a bust.
Yeah. I don't know. He looks pretty good.
Yeah. Suck it, idiots.
And then I went with another rookie. Because I think this Vegas and Tennessee game might go back and forth, but I went with Treylon Burks.
That's still my guy, man. I'm telling you, that's the offensive rookie of the fucking year right there, Treylon Burks.
He's looking better and better. He's getting some targets.
He looked great last week.
I went super cheap at tight end. I was saying in the DFS show, I got a feeling about this guy this week that even at his price of 4,700, if he gets a touchdown, it's okay. Mr. Kylan Granson. Maybe Matty Ice gets back on the throne, starts slinging some TDs. We'll see. Because I think they're going to have to throw in this game against Kansas City.
I don't mind it. He outsnapped Mo Alie-Cox in the first week, so you never know.
Right, exactly. He looks like their number one tight end right now, even though they're not doing too much with their tight ends. At my flex, I went Dameon Pierce. Going up against Chicago, should be a good matchup for him. And then at super cheap defense, I took the Detroit Lions. I really like in our betting show, I really like the Lions this week, at least to cover. They may not win, but it's going to, I hope that they win, but
sure.
They should. I think they're going to get a few picks. We'll see.
All right. That's a fun lineup.
Yeah.
So Ryan left with 8,200, right?
Yeah.
All right. So here's mine. I ended with 14,900 of 60,000. So I only spent like 45K on my players.
Oh,
and
God.
I want to say the reason why we did this is not to like just kill time. It's to kind of point out where we think values are on the board for DFS this week.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you don't have to copy our lineups exactly, but look at all the players. Look at all the value players I just listed, and you know, but they're relatively cheap right now.
Right. So my roster build starts with Mac Jones at quarterback. Nice. He has the best matchup this week in terms of the quality of opponent that he's facing. There's what if, man? What the fuck if? You never know. Yeah. Like last week the DFS show cashed because I was hard on Jared Goff. If you had told me in, you know, August, like, dude, your first big cash of the year in DFS is going to be with Goff, like, I would have been like, okay, sure, I could see that, but not in week two. So Mac Jones is a good play here. Not in this lineup, but a guy I really like this week is Jacoby Myers.
Yeah.
With Josh Jacobs out, I'm going with Zamir White at 4,600, which we just spent 3 hours talking about how his price makes him a cheat code in DFS this week. My other cheap running back is someone that Ryan was high on during the recording earlier, Tyler Algier against Seattle.
Yeah.
He had 10 carries last week, man. He's a guy that I want on my benches in fantasy.
Yeah.
My wide receivers are Greg Dortch. Great matchup this week. Rondale Moore still out. Ryan, remember how I was like, I don't care as much about Rondale Moore as much as I care about who's playing slot in Arizona.
Yeah.
And look at Greg Dortch.
Yeah. Look who's getting it done.
Exactly. So he's my first receiver. My second wide receiver is Chris Olave at 5,500.
I really like him this week too.
The NFL's leader in air yards with 399. There are only two receivers in football with more than 300 air yards, and it's Chris Olave and Cortland Sutton.
That's awesome.
My next play is a bit of a ceiling play, and his ceiling is probably about 8 points, but it's Equanimeous St. Brown of the Bears, who has quietly turned into the Bears receiver two and top red zone threat.
Like it.
My tight end is Cameron Brate at 4,600. Who the fuck else does Tom Brady have to throw to?
Scotty Miller.
I mean, that's a good point. My
super cheap too.
My flex play is Ramondre Stevenson.
I like it.
Dude, it's happening. He's taking over that backfield sooner than later. It's just going to happen. Yeah. And if they're losing big to Baltimore, I think he catches a bunch of passes.
Hell yeah.
And then my defense is the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm rolling the dice. If Herbert's in, I hope that defense looked like it did against Indianapolis. If Chase Daniel's in, I feel pretty good about that defense at 3,200.
That's true.
Those are some of our favorite like cheapy plays and stuff to look at for next week. We'll look back on the Brandon Ayuk, Juju Smith-Schuster debate. We will do episode 51. Do we have anything else for today? Or I feel like we did the things we wanted to do.
Oh, did you want to make
Yeah, let's make a good TH one.
Fantasy lineup really quick.
Let's make an official TH fantasy lineup, Ryan.
We have a lot of Allen already in our stacks. What do you think about doing like Mahomes or Jackson or Hurts?
Do you want to do a full roster or do you want to do a super flex?
A super flex? Sure.
I think a super flex would be fun. I feel so confident in us that I want to do the $5 single entry super spike.
Let's do it.
All right. Who's your guy? Who's your quarterback this week, Ryan? We're playing for absolute moonshot here.
Moonshot. Well, let's see. I mean, I want to have Mahomes at least in as one of them.
Do we want to do Mahomes Kelsey?
Because you were saying earlier that Mahomes does really good in domes.
He does.
So let's get Mahomes and Kelce.
What quarterbacks do you like this week? Give me your top three.
I mean, Allen, Jackson, Mahomes. I don't want to put in Herbert. I mean, Hurts is a second or fourth.
What do you think about like a Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase?
Burrow.
Yeah, it gives us 63.75 to play with.
Chase. All right, let's look at running backs. You want to go one of the Packers running backs, or are you not confident of them against Tampa?
I feel like if we're going to pay $6,900, we might as well go for someone like Miles Sanders, who's going to be the clear cut.
That's true.
And if that game's a high-scoring game, Sanders is going to get his.
That's true. All right, let's go Sanders.
Is there a cheap wide receiver that you like this week?
You get a part of the New Orleans offense. Jarvis Landry's 59. Where's Olave?
Olave's 55.
Let's do Olave.
Let's do Olave. He connects with Winston one time on one of those deep balls, and he pays off.
Right.
I think we need to get a decent running back here. I think a Cook or a Swift or a Mixon.
What about Patterson?
I love Patterson.
Seattle.
Yeah, and then that leaves us 5,600 for a flex. That's not bad at all.
Let's see.
ETN is out there.
Kyle Pitts.
Elijah Moore.
Ooh, Moore's out there?
Moore needs a touchdown to pay off, but he's 5,500. I like AJ Green, man. I think AJ Green is like a guy that they're going to feed this week.
All right, let's try it. Against the Rams, though, you're sure?
The Rams are giving up a lot of points to outside wide receivers.
All right, let's do it.
All right, there it is. So we have a super flex lineup with Ryan. Who do we got?
All right, so we got Mahomes and Burrow. We're stacking Mahomes with Kelce. We're stacking Burrow with Chase. Then we have Miles Sanders. We got Cordarrelle Patterson. We got Chris Olave and AJ Green.
Hell yeah. That's great. So then next week when we come back, we will do our 51. We'll have a couple of segments, and we'll look back on how we did this week.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so that's going to be it. Hopefully your fantasy teams kick ass this weekend, and your all your DFS lineups cash, and all of our DFS lineups cash.
Yeah. Please feel free to email us with any questions or stuff you guys want to talk about.
Yeah, tweet at us. Do whatever. We're around. We want to hear what you got to say. We love you, Australia.
Yes, we definitely love you. Tweet it. Give us any information on any of those sports. We'd love to learn.
Yeah, I want to know all about the wickets. All right.
I'd love to know what a wicket is.
Yeah, so to all the wickets out there, Tony, that's Ryan, Craig is here, and we'll see you guys next week.
Have a good fantasy day tomorrow. Yay.
Good night.
See ya. Love to know what a wicket is.